from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And yesterday, the team called up Griffin Conine from AAA. Joe, that's cool news there. I have more cool news for
you. What else? Yeah, I like when you got cool news. Jeff Conine, the Conine family got to be jacked up that their son hit a lot of home runs in the minor league, went to Pinecrest High School down here. Good for him, man.
He's going to a good park to hit some more here, so hopefully hopefully Coors Field is friendly. All right, Joe, we got the Great Country Show Stars and Strings coming back to Hard Rock Live on November 14th. We got a chance for you to win tickets to see Jordan Davis, Riley Green, Parker McCollum, and more. To enter, text the word country to 20357. That is country to 20357. You could win a pair of tickets to see Stars and Strings. So message and data rates may apply.
You listen to country music?
I do not. And if you don't have an unlimited text plan in 2024 here, and
it's not like
what's
that
going
old
on in your world.
It's not like that old country music I grew up with, that twangy stuff. Man, it's
Are you a fan? Do you like this
Shaboozy?
Shaboozy? I didn't know anything about this Shaboozy. My wife is like dying to see him on tour. Apparently he's popular.
Hey, he's got the one song I like a lot.
Yeah.
I play it so much I drive everybody nuts.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But, Shaboozy, huh?
By the way, Post has done a couple with a couple of big artists, and his stuff's popular.
You on a first name basis with him now?
Yeah, Post.
Post?
Post Malone. Yeah, Posty. He goes, hey, what's up, Rosie? I go, what's up, Posty? You know, we talk like that. No, I'm just kidding. I have no, he wouldn't know me. No, not a lick. Well, I got to tell you, man, we got an interesting one tomorrow by 4 o'clock. Trying to figure out if there's going to be any surprises. But I was surprised. And by the way, I think my good friend Kim Bocamper called the Mike White one. We were talking, and those guys drove. We drove down back home together, and obviously sitting around a hotel in Tampa Bay, talking about some things, and just by the way everything was going, and practices, and everything. And listen, now Mike's been super positive about everything, but you know what you see in action compared to words. I mean. He got released, man. Yesterday, I was surprised right off the bat. Bam, Jody Fortson and Mike White released. Anthony Schwartz, I didn't know if he's going to get waived, injured, or just IR. I think he ended up just on the IR. Had a nice little game. I thought he was one guy with all these injuries, if he could have stayed healthy because of his speed, was going to have a chance. Not now. He joins a whole bunch of wide receivers that are banged up. And then on top of everything else, hell, they're almost at a point. They got to go out and find another receiver. Unless I'm missing something. Braxton will be back, I'm guessing. Braxton been a little quiet the last couple games. But I expect he'll be back. And Malik is a slam dunk now, right? Malik Washington, slam dunk to make the team. Even though he really hasn't caught the ball, it's just everything else. It's his returns, kickoff, punt returns, and handoff stuff that he's really done a great job with. So his run after catch has been actually the best of the preseason offensively for what they got, considering a lot of the guys didn't play very much at all. And the Waddle and Tyreek, you're not worried about those guys. But, man, I hope they're both 100% because they've had a lot of time off to get healthy. The new NFL, to sit here and talk about the new NFL, because it is about now making sure your guys are healthy for the opener. And for some reason, we had a ton of injuries. Now, he's rested guys on top of everything else, and especially older players have gotten rest days. But, man, we have had a lot of guys banged up that have been out. Benito Jones, how long's he been out? Aaron Brewer, your center. One guy's supposed to be your starting nose tackle, the other's supposed to be your starting center, and both been Aaron's missed a lot of time. So it's frustrating, very frustrating without getting in. And again, I'm trying really hard not to say maybe the old way works a little better with a little more hitting and getting you ready for I don't know. And this is the way it's going to be. And by the way, it's not the coach. It's a new NFL agreed by the NFL and by the Players Association to come up. They didn't want big camps, and I don't blame them. Hell, if I had a vote, I'd do the same thing. I'd do the exact same thing. But I kind of thought, Woody, when they put this in, like less hitting and less this and keep it high. And you've seen the practices. They're a lot different. And a lot of teams don't even do conditioning. And your conditioning is go hard in your drills and that type of stuff, that you'd have a really healthy football team. And you don't play very much in preseason, that would all equal a healthy football team.
And I get your old school thing, you know, but – They spend so much time and money and all this stuff on the sports side. So I give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I do too. I do. And by the way, I'm with you too.
I think they know what they're doing. But yeah, man, it's a little disheartening to see the team this banged up heading into week one, especially the way last season ended. And your margin for error here, if you're the Dolphins, is very slim, right? I mean, you got to talk about winning the games you have to win. You got two other teams in the division that I imagine your record is going to be somewhat similar to, right? The Jets and the Bills.
I think so.
They're probably going to be in that 9, 10, 11 win category, right? Which is where the Dolphins, I would imagine, will end up, somewhere in that range between 9 to 11
wins,
right?
It is hard to imagine, I know, but it's hard to imagine all three teams double-digit wins. I mean, it can happen.
Well, I mean, don't you think the Jets are a playoff contending team?
I don't know.
The Bills are a playoff contending team. Well, say you don't know. I mean, come on. The Jets are – they won a decent amount of games last year without an offense.
I know.
You seen the videos coming from their training camp? They're all excited.
Well, they were excited in Hard Knocks last year. You want to go by that?
Well, you know, they lost a quarterback after, what, two
they
snaps?
They might as well call it Hard Knocks last year. Aaron Rodgers, stroking Aaron Rodgers on every throw in practice.
Look, you know how I feel about Aaron Rodgers. I obviously dislike the Jets as well, but I do think that they are going to be significantly improved. And I do think the Bills are still going to be a tough team. I know, you know, everyone's kind of counting them out already.
Oh, you can't count them out. Hell, they're looking at us and probably saying, oh, that team's got some – We can beat the Dolphins, so yeah, I'm sure they have,
right? I mean, they've owned the division for a while now, so I just think, you know, you can't overlook Buffalo, but
they have had our number.
You know, I do think if you look at it, these are all teams that are going to be fighting in that, you know, in that range of wins, right? Somewhere between 9, 10, 11 wins.
Yeah.
That's probably where all these things shake out here, and, you know, there's a lot of other teams in the AFC that I imagine will be in that kind of category as well. You look at Cincinnati, I think they'll be a whole heck of a lot better.
Oh, there's a lot of teams. Jacksonville thinks
right,
they got
Jacksonville. I think we'll be in that.
Houston thinks they're double digit.
Houston, yeah. Well, Houston probably is going to be.
The Colts, they like their team. Yeah.
So I just think the margin for error is very slim here. So, like, I know, you know, we're like, oh, let's just get through this part, you know, worry about those last six games, whatever. I mean, you got to win these games here.
Well,
early
you
want
to get off
and injuries
to a good start.
Can't be an excuse to start the year.
You want to get off to a good start. And listen, you're going to go through some times with, you know, one or you lose two in a row. That's going to happen. It just can't turn into 3, 4, 5 in a row, and then, you know, you got a problem. But you got to. Everybody knows the formula. The formula is you got to win your division. It's just You got to win your formula. You got to win your division. That's got to start with that. And to
do
that.
That's much easier said than done.
I agree. But
you got two other good teams that you're going
to
be fighting.
Coach is talking about. He'll tell you, hey, we know what we need to do. We need to win our division.
Well,
and
it's obvious that's a good first step.
And we need to play better to do that in December and January. Those last, they're calling it the last, listen, everybody's calling it the last six games, starting with Green Bay. But you got to put yourself in a situation where you've been like you have the last couple of years. You just got to finish it off. An 8-3 and a 9-3 with Mike's last two seasons. But you need to.
But so here's the biggest thing for me this season is when this season ends, however it ends, you want to feel like at least, hey, we have a shot with this group of guys. You know, let's make some additions, whatever. But we have a shot. Last year when that season ended, you didn't feel like you had a shot to contend.
That team was going to Kansas City. I did not feel very good.
No, and they got, you know,
besides
beat up in
the 35 below zero and what you had.
And they showed you that they couldn't play at that level and hang with a team like that. And I just think after this season, if you don't have that feeling, Joe, I don't know what else you can do to this roster to get you over, you know, this hump or whatever it is. Like, I don't know what else you can add. You've added really good veterans on defense, right? You got a mix of young and all you got. I mean, offense is obviously completely loaded.
You've got a really good group of rookies are going to be on the 53. You've got a good group. Like, if I told you Jalen Wright had to play late in the year,
good.
Nobody's going to go, oh, man, I'm worried about if you get that kind of, you know, Jalen Wright. I think even if you get down a couple left tackles and all of a sudden you have to play with the next guy up, you're like, I'm okay. We can play with Patrick Paul, second round pick. I'm not afraid of Patrick Paul being out there. So there are some guys that, you know, that are young players that if they have to play late in the year, which we haven't had, to be honest, we haven't had a lot of young guys that can come in and play at a high level. So and even your pass rushers, if they have to play, you're going to be a lot better shape than you were at the end of the year last year when you made a couple phone calls to some guys that used to be, you know, they're way, way out of their prime. So anyway, Omar Kelly's going to join us coming up here. We'll talk to Omar coming up in this 7 o'clock hour, so we'll have that for you coming up in just a few minutes. But first, I do want to take a moment to tell you about Loctite. Boy, I'll tell you what. Chev, the CEO over there, I said, Chev, Sunday night call, right? He goes, yeah. So we were talking about Dolphins. He's a huge Dolphins fan. And then he goes, you know, I go, I know. I see it. Hurricane season's out there. You never know. Now Hawaii's dealing with it a little bit over there. He said, but there's more big boys could be coming. And if you're just saying prayers, it's probably not going to be enough, man. And I want to let you know for heavy winds and heavy rain that we do get, you've been talking about it and you go, well, maybe we can hold off another year on impact windows and doors and even that new roof. Yeah, it's leaky, but maybe we can get through one more year. Well, listen, Loctite wants to let you know we got financing plans for you to make it very affordable for you right now. You don't have to worry about right now. Listen to this. Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing with Loctite. 100% financing, zero down. Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. No interest, no payments for a year. And Impact Windows as low as $3 per month per window installed. Let me tell you, the roofing part of their company is just as good as their Impact Windows and Doors, the folks there. But I got you put it all together. They got something special out in West Broward. And again, the financing plans to help you. But if you're going for the roof, they give tile, shingle, metal flat, and it's not too late for you to make the call to Loctite. I know you're going, well, it's hurricane season. Call them. Call them and see if they can't do something. Hey, Joe Rose said you might be able to help me out. Don't wait for the next storm. Let's get started on this thing. Loctite services all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. They take care of all the permits and HOA approval, so you don't have to worry about that. Loctite is a licensed and insured contractor. 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-5625. Very knowledgeable people who can help you get all the answers you need and get started with Loctite today.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, we're going to jump right to it as the Miami Dolphins got till tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock to get down to 53, down to that cut down. And joining us this morning is Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist and also part of WQAM. Omar, how you doing this morning?
I'm good, Joe. How are you doing this morning?
And I'm hanging in there, and I got to tell you, I think you were right, and I was wrong about Odell Beckham Jr., man. It's looking – you haven't played at all, and all of a sudden to think he's going to run around full speed and make catches on third down. What's going to happen with Odell Beckham?
I think he's going to begin camp on the PUP. I think he's going to be basically working his way back for the first month of the season. Then he's going to have a two-week window to come off PUP. And then at some point, I expect him to play in October. I don't know exactly what the extent of the injury is. I suspect it probably has something to do with his knees, just because his knees have been the issue throughout his career for the majority of the years. You know, the hope is that somebody else steps up as the number three receiver, along with Jonnu Smith, who I think is going to be a guy who gets a heavy package. But I think they'll be fine. Between the backs, the two receivers, Jonnu and Durham, we're talking about a third receiver. And Braxton Berrios, if he makes the team, and Eric Uzukama, if he's healthy, I think they should be fine.
Well, let's talk about the Eric Ezekama, the great tease that he is. I mean, he has a great game, and then he's in a walking boot, which tells me he's got some kind of problem, some kind of foot problem. And I don't know, the foot problems I had, they didn't go away overnight. So what happens with him?
It could have been an ankle. He had a great practice against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and then he got injured. It's the story of Eric Uzukama's career. That you're right, he's a tease. The minute he shows you something, then something else happens. Last year, before he suffered the neck injury, he had this Deebo Samuel-esque role. They started literally using him and utilizing him in games. I'm glad that he's still here because, as I told you all the time, Joe, there's talent there. You just got to get it out of it.
Yeah.
He's
got talent. You're right.
He's got talent there. You just got to find a way to get it out of it. And the one thing that I do like what he said, I talked to him probably a week ago, when they stopped finally hiding him from us. And he admitted that, at times I've battled with my confidence. And that's so important. Because a lot of these young guys, even Malik Washington, I'm glad he had a good, strong camp. And Mike talked about how he finally looked like the player that we drafted because nobody was talking about it. I don't think he was having a good camp. And everything that he was supposed to be, he wasn't really showing. And he finally showed it in that final exhibition game. I don't know how he got cleared to go back into that game because, good God, he got smacked.
Yeah, he got smacked.
That's one of those scary, scary things. And hopefully he's not, suffering from any kind of concussion-like symptoms or whatever, whatnot. But he did a really impressive performance.
Hey, so let's get into the big news yesterday, and there he is on the front of the sports page. Mike White released. Skyler totally outplayed him, no question about it, but I want to ask you, they still have him come back as the third. Where's the third quarterback going to be, and were you surprised by Mike White?
I'm not surprised by Mike White. I am surprised that they finally legitimately made it a competition. I initially didn't feel like they were. They clearly did, and not only did they make it a competition, but I'm not sure that Mike White had an equal opportunity to battle with Skyler. And sometimes life isn't fair. There was a lot of money associated with Mike White's contract, $3.5 million. The Dolphins get to save that. Skyler's on the books for the next 2 years at $2.1 million. But it's not really about money, but you know, Joe, it's about money. But the truth is, Skyler had more opportunity and showed more in his opportunity. And that's really what these battles are about. I thought Skyler outperformed him last year and didn't get the job. So I'm glad that the competition was equalized and Skyler got to show the progression that he's made in this game.
So you got to have a third guy. I mean, yeah. To his history is to his history. So where's three coming from?
I think Skyler can still get on the practice squad. It really depends on what's out there, and I'm glad that they cut him early. It's kind of the kind thing to do.
Oh, you meant Mike. You said Skyler. You meant Mike White.
Oh, yeah. Mike White, yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad that they cut him early. It's the kind thing to do, but for me, I want to do better. I want to get something different on the practice squad.
What's out there?
Zach Wilson's out there. I like Zach. Well, I like what I've seen from Zach Wilson in Denver. I think it could be a coaching situation for a practice squad guy. If he's out there and he's available, let's give it a look-see. Let's see if Mike can fix another quarterback. I want to see them fix somebody. I want to see them develop somebody.
So now we got Mike on our head coach doing all the rehabilitation work at that quarterback position in a system, which, by the way, I'm guessing a lot of guys would like to play in it, but they've seen what's happened with Tua and how well he's played, so maybe you're right. So I still think, after what I saw, and you're probably going to disagree with me, that we need another offensive lineman or defensive lineman.
Oh.
Do you agree?
Joe, you really think I'm going to disagree with you on that?
I don't know.
No, I do agree with you. Mike said something after the game in Tampa that just blew my mind. He basically said that, you know, Liam Eichenberg has had one of the best camps out of everybody on the team. And I'm like, huh? And you know, there is clearly a we need to build up Liam's confidence standpoint from this coaching staff. And I can understand why, because everybody's confidence is important. But I didn't think Liam had a very strong camp. I think he's fine at center. I think he's done well at center. I'm comfortable with him being the backup center, but I don't know if I'm comfortable with him being the starting right guard. There's just so many instances where you can find Liam on the ground, and I don't think that's always been a huge turnoff for me for offensive linemen. But I do hope Liam gets his shot and proves himself. But I want the team to be ready to make sure that they replace him. If he struggles. But then we'll know more, because we'll know how the offensive line looks when Teron gets there. I think, you know, we haven't seen the real offensive line yet.
Do we have enough with Sealer and Campbell? They played against that number one Tampa Bay line, and those guys struggled. There were guys getting moved side to side. What do you think?
No, I think that the two things that I would add to this team is a five technique defensive lineman, and I'd add an offensive another offensive guard. I just don't think whether it's the waiver wire or a veteran that gets cut that you could go sign, because you only get to claim guys off waivers who have less than five years of experience. So like Mike White is not eligible to be on the waiver wire. He's just going to sign outright with whoever he wants to play for. So I'm curious to see what happens there. I do not think that they have enough depth. I don't think Brandon Peely's on my 53. I think he's more of a practice squad player. He might probably spend the first couple weeks on the 53, and then they go find somebody to address it. I think that's the same thing that happened last year. He spent the first couple weeks on the 53 and then went to the practice squad. it's sort of roster gamesmanship, because if you have a veteran on your roster for the first week, you have to pay him his you have to guarantee his entire salary, and I don't think that's something that a lot of teams want to do. So there's going to be a lot of veterans that are out of work, and the question is, do you want to employ them? So the Dolphins are going to have their shot at somebody good to help them, probably a guard and probably a defensive line. The question is, do they make those moves?
Yeah. Hey, I got to ask you, Peely, first he got nicked up, but he kind of got up and he went out on his own kind of limping, but then he got hurt again. Is there a chance he's headed to being out for a while or no?
I don't know. Haven't heard anything about it. I will check on it.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
We got to get in a whole bunch of guys. So I thought Hayden Rucci, I mean, I don't think
he's really?
I thought he played really well. Catching the football, made some nice catches. I thought he was pretty good. He's a practice squad guy, though. He's not beating out the top three guys, right?
Absolutely, practice squad guy. I think Jody Fortson could be a practice squad guy as well. It really depends on what you do with Tanner.
Boy, they did they dumped on him early. And by the way, that drop at the end of the game did not help him. As crazy as that sounds, that drop down at the knees did not help.
He wasn't good. He wasn't good all of camp. So that was kind of one of the more disappointing free agent additions, because you thought that he could definitely help you, especially in the red zone, and it just didn't happen.
All right.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say a guy that because I just bounced into a whole bunch of stuff here while I got you, Omar. Channing Tindall played his best game as a linebacker, 12 tackles all over the place. He looked comfortable. I know it was base. They weren't showing a lot. What are your thoughts on Channing Tindall now?
I thought he made the team probably last week before. He's had a strong camp. I mean, Anthony Weaver's utilizing him exactly to the talents and the strengths that he has. He's a good blitzer. He's a good athlete. Instincts are just not there. But if you put him in a role, like I look at him as sort of a backup elephant, where Chop is an elephant, where he basically moves around and shoots gaps and things of that nature. And I think he can fill that role as well. Just a really good athlete. He's good on special teams, so he definitely won a roster spot for the first time in his career, because both years previous to that, he'd probably been gifted one. This is the time that he'd earn one.
Every time I see Jalen Wright play, whether it's late in the game, early, my God, even if it's a 3-yard run, it's usually the effort and those knees up high. I don't know if it's the way he runs. I go, wow.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get some carries this year.
Oh, definitely. I said this, and I don't say this to be controversial, because you know I don't do that, Joe. I just say what I say. He's had a better rookie camp and exhibition season than Devon Achane, and I don't know what that means. He's got a skill set that's different from Achane. It's not that Achane's bad as a blocker, but he's good as a blocker. And he's got better hands than Achane. So I don't know what that means. I just think that they've got a solid trio. It's probably going to make Jeff Wilson's exit here happen. They're really happy with what they've seen from him. And I would say the same thing about Patrick Paul. Patrick Paul has looked really, really good in the exhibition season. For a guy that big to be that athletic, to be moving and pulling and doing the things that he's doing, that is tremendously impressive. I'm at the point now, even though I don't think it could happen, just how athletic he is, hell, I might consider him a guard. Even though I said initially that there's no chance, no way that it could even happen, but him playing next to Teron Armstead, I don't know. I would look at it, because he's a massively big man, but he can move. He really can move.
I don't think he wants to play there. I don't think he wants to go inside the guard. He said, no, left tackle's fine. No.
Yeah, no. Yeah, he is fine, but do you want to start? Because Laramie Tunsil started at guard in his rookie season.
He did. First year, you're right.
And he was good. I mean, I don't think it's something – I initially thought it was something that could not happen, impossible – from a physical standpoint, because the guy can't even get into a 3-point stance, but he really can move. He can pull, and you know, he could pull. He's an asset in the run game. He moves guys. I don't think it's something that they want to do. I don't even know if it's something that they can do. But man, you might want to take a look at it. You might want to just experiment with it.
What are you going to do with Cam Smith?
Oh, he's on the roster. Cam was good when he was healthy. And right now there's a hamstring issue.
Well, how long is that hamstring? So that my point is you're not getting rid of him, but is there a chance he goes to IR?
No, I don't think so. It could happen. It could happen. If you shut him down for the first 4 weeks, it could happen. It really comes down to what they need to do on the roster to sort of preserve and save the guys that they want. If they claim a guy, do they have to create a roster space? I mean, I could see it happen going to IR, but Cam was good, man. We haven't seen enough of him, but in the game that he played and in the practices that I saw, Cam was never an issue, and I'm encouraged by what I've seen.
Okay, and I'll leave you with this one. You don't think there's a chance they're so banged up a wide receiver that they couldn't bring a wide receiver in for a while?
Yeah, they could. They might need to. I'm not sure how many that they have right now.
Well, Braxton and Malik are the only two healthy guys if your two big horses are healthy on the outside to start the year.
Okay, so that means four. Who would be the practice? I don't even know if they have practice squad guys.
With that group, I don't know. Now, I would have had Schwartz on there, you know, probably.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And he's out. So
Braylon Sanders, I think he's going to probably have another year in the practice squad. Braylon Sanders has talent. It's just he just didn't have a good camp. And I know he's not healthy, which is why he didn't play in that final exhibition game. I don't know if they're done with that investment. So maybe Braylon Sanders is there, not fully healthy, but there. But the problem with starting over at that position is it takes guys so long to learn that position.
Yep.
That's a position where that position in tight end, it takes the longest to learn in this offense. So do you really want to start fresh with somebody? If you had a full deck, maybe you start fresh with new practice squad guys, but you don't even have a full deck right now.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, it's going to be interesting, the 53-man goddamn. What are you working on for today? What are you going with, Omar, for an article?
I have my 53-man roster projection up on the Miami Herald. Today we got practice, so I'm still trying to dig into this Liam Eichenberg situation. Is Aaron Brewer coming back? And, you know, does Eichenberg go to right guard? This comment about him having, you know, the best camp, I need an explanation. I really, truly do.
But you get that from – Mike talks about everybody that way. Like,
yeah,
he told you Mike White was doing a lot of great things that we don't see. I mean, No, not really.
And
Lester Cotton was having a, you know, oh, my God, he improved so much.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I love it. I mean, don't get me wrong. Hey, man, you're not seeing a lot of good things we're seeing every day and the amount of work that, you know.
That's true.
So, anyway.
Liam Eichenberg has a hold on this team that I don't understand. And it's not just the coaches, it's also his teammates. He's a very well-respected player on that team. And you would think that a guy that struggles, you know, people would give him the side-eye look. But that's not happening. So I just need to find out what it is that has people enamored with Liam.
Omar, thank you, man. Appreciate it. We hit everything in a matter of about 15 minutes. Thank you.
All right, Joe.
Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, joins us. We'll take a quick break. We are running super late. Stay with us.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us today?
All right, Joe, Aaron Judge continues on his record pace.
Gee,
he blasted
Christmas.
A couple more yesterday.
He's doing it two at a time now.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
50 and 51 against the Rockies. He's on pace to break his own American League home run record, which he set at 62 back in 2022. He's on pace now to hit 63 here this season. Of course, the record holder, you know, Barry Bonds. You accept that record, Joe, 73.
Nobody does.
Well, he is the record holder.
You like Barry Bonds, the wide receiver-looking guy, or the guy that was a linebacker-looking guy?
I told you, I saw he was on the Golden Collectibles show that they have on Netflix. Seemed like a great guy on there. I don't know.
It was just when he was playing.
Yeah.
And coaching. Yeah.
All right. This, by the way, I had no idea that Floyd Mayweather was fighting over the weekend. Did you?
No.
He had a rematch at this John Gotti III in Mexico. He beat him, went the distance in this one. But again, I had no idea Floyd Mayweather was fighting over the weekend. That kind of I found out about it after the fact. I saw it on Twitter.
I knew he spent a lot of money. I mean, he likes nice things, but he made a lot of money, right? I mean, nobody's made more money as a boxer than Floyd Mayweather. Starting, by the way, with that UFC fight, right, that he did with Conor McGregor.
Yeah, the Conor McGregor one.
How much he make on that? What did he make? Some stupid hundreds of millions of dollars.
Didn't he fought one of the Paul brothers, too, didn't he?
I think he stiffed him. Is that the one brothers claiming he stiffed him on the money?
Yeah, but either way, man, I was very surprised to see Floyd Mayweather was still
around.
I don't know. Maybe they didn't promote that thing or something, or I'm just not following the right channels here. But, yeah, I don't know. I kind of flew under the radar here. We actually watched some UFC on Saturday night. They had their little event at their little facility over there in Vegas. You know, they got the Sphere fight coming up in that big Sphere in Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
Looks pretty cool. That's coming up here. All right, we had an injury here, fantasy football-related injury, Joe. Field Yates, who does fantasy football for ESPN, looked like he took his league out to the Bahamas. They were doing a little destination draft there, and they were doing something to determine draft slots, and they were hitting a kind of like tackling dummy, like a blow-up doll or something on the beach. And this can happen, by the way, when you're in your late 30s, you're getting up there in age, and he actually dislocated his shoulder.
Ooh.
Tackling this tackling dummy. It's all on video.
Dislocation's not good.
Yeah,
separation's okay. Dislocation is bad.
So I had to go off to the hospital and get that thing fixed up there. But, yeah, man, that can happen, by the way, when you do these physical activities draft. You got to be very, very careful.
Thanks, Woody.
Very careful. I'm sore this morning. We played a lot of pickleball over the weekend.
You think you're doing a little drinking before they're out there, maybe? Got the.
Little... I don't know what they were doing. We did a little drinking while we were playing the pickleball over the weekend, though.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of how it goes.
Who'd you take with your first pick?
Justin Jefferson. I had the eighth pick, so went all the way to Justin Jefferson.
Hope they got somebody and get him the ball.
That's all right,
Sam,
man.
Darnold.
That's all right. You know, Sam Darnold's going to have a big year. Just like Zach Wilson, right, Omar?
By the way, we're sitting here. He's bringing up Wilson's name again. Meanwhile, he has like the game of his life in preseason with Denver.
Yeah, I don't think he's
He played great. We're going to let him go. Well, maybe. I mean, they might let him go, but might cost you a draft pick. Or he might just be going, you know, this guy's done a pretty good job, this head coach with quarterbacks that he likes. So, we'll see.
All right, Ted Lasso, the soccer show, Joe. I don't know if you've watched this one yet or not, but they are coming back for a fourth season here. Looks like the whole cast is getting back together here. They just got to get the deal done for Jason Sudeikis, who plays Ted Lasso, but looks like they are coming back for a fourth season here. Do you have
I'll tell you what. I have interest. I'm curious to see how much more money he wants per episode. All those shows, man, and the big star goes, you know what? You can't afford me anymore, man.
It is amazing how much TV there is out there now, man. There's so much stuff out there.
I know you got something else I can't wait to hear about. You got the Babe. Tell me you have the Babe Ruth story today, man.
The Babe Ruth story, of course, bro. That's the headline. The Babe Ruth story. So we've been covering this jersey for a while here, and we knew that this was going to become the most expensive.
Not this much, did we?
I think it was expected to go in that range, wasn't it? It went for 24.1.
Damn.
That was what I guess kind of where we were expecting this thing to go here. But that becomes the most expensive piece of sports memorabilia ever sold at $24.1 million. It's a Babe Ruth called shot jersey. We've been talking about this thing for 2 weeks.
$24 million. And we don't even know. We don't even know for sure if he did it.
That's true. That's true. I don't know what they're going to do with this. I mean, I hope that this is ends up somewhere.
I've seen the movie, and the movie does it. You know, Babe does it in the movie.
In the movie?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of Babe Ruth movies.
There you go, man.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
Pretty good piece of memorabilia there. I've finished watching the Golden Show, so I've been all over this memorabilia stuff here.
Is Babe Ruth and Mickey Mantle stuff still the most expensive pieces of all time?
Babe Ruth just set the record.
Yeah, well, Babe's
as far as cards go, that Honus Wagner card is the most expensive card.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. The owner of the Diamondbacks actually has the PSA 9. They show this in the show I was just watching. Has the PSA 9 Honus Wagner, so it's worth like $50 million.
So who are we thinking for the football card? Give me what you...
Stock up, stock down? You're doing football cards with me now?
Come on. Yeah, I'm just saying you real quick. Off the top of your head, now it's usually rookie quarterbacks, right?
Yeah. So we haven't gotten the sets yet, so those will start to come out. I imagine Caleb Williams will be a hot name. Jaden Daniels will be a pretty hot name. Drake May thing's interesting, right? Remember Mac Jones was big. So maybe maybe people will stock up.
This one feels different, though. Drake May. I think he's going to be a backup to start this thing.
I got a feeling Caleb Williams is going to be really good. I just have a weird feeling. And by the way, Bo Nix has been really good, too.
Yes, he has.
Well, the preseason, so whatever. You know
how this goes, man. For you, but. Middle of season, all the ones will be playing.
Just looking at the text here really quick, Joe, this 305 guy's all riled up. Bro, stop telling people we couldn't hang with the Chiefs without telling the whole story. We were missing 70% of our defense. Our offensive line was in shambles, all playing hurt. Why do receiver playing hurt, well, running backs? All these guys were hurt. Yeah.
Okay. He's right. Everybody was hurt, and guys that did play were hurt and everything else. But listen, man.
Good thing the Chiefs were
I appreciate it. I appreciate when somebody feels they have to defend what happened last year.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, nobody cares about the injuries. I mean, you bring them up, but nobody's going to care.
But it's not.
Man.
It's just funny because the text right above it says, frustrated Fins fans since 85, so tired of excuses.
No, you get both sides.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's just, by the way, that's how it is. You get late in the season, guys are banged up.
Yeah.
I don't know what people are expecting here. I know last year was a little worse than usual, but like.
Well, the problem is we didn't spread it out. We got hit hard, really hard, that pass rushing position. You lost your top four guys. That doesn't usually happen.
Certainly wasn't the reason you lost to the Chiefs.
Well, so that's the whole thing. I always love when, you know, we talk about it and you're going, hey, man, there's just games. Marino went through it where you just go, okay. Killer Bees were banged up. The year we went to Super Bowl for the 49ers, those guys were – there were a whole bunch of a bunch of them were playing, but they had a whole bunch of operations coming the day after that game, after the Super Bowl. And Danny's mindset, man, like yesterday was, hey, guys, and he'd exaggerate, but he'd go, we got to score 40 today. Let's do it. And it wasn't like, man, it was like, no, this is going to be fun. Let's go put 40 on them. And he did that a lot.
Usually takes points, Joe. And you know.
So anyway, but anything you want to say, if you want to defend your team, but it's over, man.
You score more than 7 points.
It's over.
In a playoff game. You can't go and can't go into Kansas City and think you're gonna beat them scoring 7 points.
No.
What do you think? You're gonna win a 7-3 ball game?
No, that wasn't gonna happen.
I mean, come on, man. The only time you did score was on a bad ball to Tyreek that he backtracked.
Look at you, now you can't stop. That guy got you.
But like, no, but come on, man. Enough with the excuses. You can't win scoring 7 points.
Well, let's get into something else then before we hit the 8 o'clock hour. Atlantic Men's Clinic.
That is good.
Low T? Woody? Low T, ED? Yeah. Whatever you're going through, man. I'm not saying you, Woody. I'm just saying in general for men out there that whether you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, it doesn't matter if you are dragging through life. I just say dragging through life. Constantly tired. No energy, and by the time a Friday rolls around, you're like, hey, I'm exhausted. Can we just stay home tonight? I know we made plans. Can we wait? Can you give me another day to try to get some kind of energy? You're sleeping, everything, just bad. And then on top of that, your sex drive is just gone. And you go, oh, my God, it's not just my energy level. My sex drive's not there either. It's called ED and low T, man. They're cousins that you don't want to be around. If you had first cousins growing up, you dreaded being with on a holiday. ED and Lotie are just like an Atlantic Men's Clinic wants to let you know. Hey, man, ask Joe Rose. Joe, tell him. Yeah, ED and Lotie is bad. Bad stuff. But it was gone quickly. You know, if I could thank those guys if they're here right now, I might give them a kiss, man. Atlantic Men's Clinic really, really worked. Great results. Not good. Great results and quickly. And I went in there, man, it's embarrassing. Like, I got ED, I got low T. Yeah, we check. Yeah, you got it. Oh, boy, you do. Boy, do you ever. And then I find out it's normal and happens to men as early as their 40s and early 40s to 50s to 60s. All you have to do is schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, and I mean a damn good one, a T and a PSA test, and a medically advised a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. It is free. I want to let you know we got 6 locations throughout South Florida to serve you. Call them today. The most important thing you could do is listen to them and set up that first appointment, 877-455-7300. Matter of fact, when you call them going, does Joe Rose really come to your place and did he really have great results and does he really go to Plantation once a week to the location? Yes, he does. 877-455-7300. Hey, you'll get all the information, all the questions. I had a zillion questions. Is this normal? Am I something wrong? They'll tell you everything. AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Set up that first appointment and start feeling great, especially in the fourth quarter of life.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.